It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Richard will be joining us here in just one moment. So we're going to get things set up here and then take a quick break, come back, have a nice long segment where we can just roll through because we got a lot here.
We do have a lot of scary movies, don't we?
Yeah, we actually do.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a scary movie fanatic by any means, I do have a few that, yes, we will get into.
You know, it's funny, John. I actually, you don't know this, but we actually have audio of you going to a scary movie.
Oh, let's hear
it. This is pretty good. Here we go. That's you. Right now, you were just in the lobby. We were just getting popcorn.
That would actually be me. That would be me. But
I don't know why you freak out so much.
Really, I do.
The movie made you even worse.
I have the ultimate prep for the scary movie.
Do you?
Yes. You ready, Charlie?
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Hold on. It takes a second for it to load.
Let's hide in the attic.
No, in the basement. Why can't we just get in the running car?
Are you crazy? Let's hide behind the chainsaws.
Smart. Yeah, okay.
If you're in a horror movie, you make poor decisions. That's what you do.
We always play
it's
that
what
one.
You do.
It's what
it's
you do.
It's what you do. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a nice long segment that way. Andy will start us off. We'll go through our normal rotation. If you got a movie you want to call in about, 303-477-5600. You can text us the movies as well, 307-200-8222. Mighty Hand Construction's next, folks. Remodel, roofing, windows, siding, addition, basement refinish, you name it. You've got all that in one-stop shopping, I should say, at Mighty Hand Construction in the northern part of the state. Go to klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, where if you want to refi, you want to do the asset manager loan, you're thinking about taking some money out to do some of those projects we just mentioned with Mighty Hand, you name it, Affordable Interest Mortgage can handle that for you. That is the phone number 720-895-0500. That's Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Richard now, and Charlie, and we're going to do rental movies on scary movies. You're first.
I'm first. I'm up.
You're up.
Okay, I'm not even going to go with any of the classics. Instead, I'm just going to have a little fun. We all saw Zombieland.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, right? You did see it, right? You did not see it.
Not yet.
Okay, so you don't know about cardio and all that. Richard, you saw Zombieland, didn't you?
Yeah, two pops.
Yeah. Oh, you saw Double Tap too.
Double Tap. You gotta see it. Yeah, you gotta. It's a good. I mean, it's not even. Can you? I mean, I guess you can say it's a scary movie, but it's more of like a comedy scary movie. Woody Harrelson's fantastic.
Oh, I love Woody Harrelson. Well, I just want to play one quick clip from Zombieland 2, Double Tap, where they first meet the blonde girl.
I live in the freezer in Pinkberry. Mm-hmm. It keeps the zombies out, though it is awfully chilly.
Do you ever consider turning it off?
Couldn't find the switch. Like, anywhere. Just hoping the electricity would run out.
I know, it's amazing. As long as it keeps raining, the dams keep giving us power.
Apparently not brain power.
I feel like you're being super judgy. Like, I'm getting a real anti-me vibe. Off of you.
Are you?
Oh my god, there I was again.
Yeah, I saw it.
And that's hurtful. Okay. I'm like really good at surviving. I carry a can of mace with me everywhere I go. Mace. And I can run really, 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 really fast. Probably because I used to do a lot of like hot yoga and soul cycle.
Cardio. Sorry, I do a lot of cardio too. It's actually my number one rule, which is so dorky, but I have like a list of rules for surviving Zombieland.
Really?
Yeah.
So do I.
You have a list of rules for surviving Zombieland?
Actually, mine is just mostly staying in the freezer.
Oh.
Mostly just staying in the freezer.
Do you like her?
That's pretty. I'll have to watch it. It seems pretty good, actually.
She is that way throughout the whole movie. And Richard, I think you would agree, she steals the show, doesn't she?
Absolutely, she does. It's like you said. I'll be honest. Zombieland is one of those things, both one and two, where you didn't really expect certain characters to kind of pop. But they did, and okay. It was fantastic.
Okay.
As you learn in the first movie, rule number one, cardio, because the fatties go first.
Fatties go first.
There gotcha. You go.
That's okay. Right.
So I'm going to lead off with Zombieland 1 and 2. Richard, you're up next.
All right, I'm going to preface this by saying I am not a scary movie fan by any stretch of the imagination. Like, there is now a website out there that basically alerts you to jump scenes in movies where it's like jumpy, and it is my new favorite website. So if I ever decide to watch a scary movie, I check in on that, and it tells you the exact point when jumps happen, and it makes it so much more enjoyable.
Okay.
But anyways, as a side note, we're watching Coco here, which for you, Dad, is probably scary.
Ah, there we go. That is a scary movie. Skeletons.
So anyway, so I'm gonna go with one that I have seen recently that was really well done, and that's A Quiet Place.
Yes.
Oh,
Emily Blunt.
You took one of my favorites.
Really good. Honest. Again, a few jumpy parts. So, again, I did do my little website on it. But really overall put together well. And for a movie that didn't have a whole lot of talking, just kept you enthralled, I feel like.
Yeah.
They just did a really good job of kind of keeping you captivated on a movie that said, you know, probably 100 words the entire time.
Great, yeah.
I had it as you remember, John, my number one movie of its year.
Great.
A Quiet Place. And by the way, the sequel is supposed to be out right now, but COVID pushed it back, and so we're not going to see it till spring.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Charlie, turn my laptop up. I'm next. Okay, so let me preface this. In my list of scary movies, these are movies that really, really, really do terrify me. They really do. So I've got a few, and I'm going to play a few for you.
You already played the Joe Biden clip.
Well, I did, but this one's more terrifying for me even than Joe Biden. Here we go.
I have never felt closer to Mom. I'm in the exact same place that she was all those years ago.
You're pregnant.
Yeah, I am.
tonight.
See, Mamma Mia the musical is as scary to me as any movie out there. It is as scary as it gets right there. That is a scary movie, Mamma Mia.
Granted, it is horrifying.
You got to get a new definition of scary.
No, that's scary right there. That is the definition.
I will say this.
It's a musical.
I would rather watch any of the movies that I've got on my list, and I have 30. All scary movies that terrify me. I would rather watch any of them than Mamma Mia.
Well, then Mamma Mia is very terrifying. There you go. You're proving my point.
Okay. All right.
You're next.
I'm going to get to a movie that, by the way, these scary movies are not all incredible monsters and whatever. Some are.
Okay.
But this one is just an incredibly stylish, beautifully done movie that, I got to be honest, just set new levels for what you could do with a kid in a scary movie. And I'm talking about The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
I see dead people.
And he did.
I see dead people.
That was a brilliant movie. It had the great it had the great twist at the end.
Wasn't Bruce Willis in that?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Haley Joel Osment was the guy who played the kid, and he was...
I see dead people.
He was breathtaking.
Yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
No, but he was fantastic. And I'll be honest, I don't really... Outside of, I think it was Secondhand Lions, I really don't... And this is probably bad. I don't remember a ton of other movies he was in, but he was fantastic in that, and I don't know how kids play roles in scary movies, because I just would be completely lost, but that's just me.
He was good, though, wasn't he? Wow.
Yeah, very
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, you wouldn't think it was that scary of a movie. His performance actually made it scarier. So you're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with a series of movies, and I honestly don't view these movies as, like, super scary, but they're semi-enjoyable, and that's the Saw series. The number one was the scariest of them all, quote unquote, and progressively they just kind of different and more weird, but weird in a good way. I feel like, I don't know, was kind of good. I enjoyed watching them. But Andy, I'm sure you probably would argue they probably got a little bit too, not aggressive with the amount of Saw movies they decided to put forth.
They did. And the first one was so raw and good.
But that's what made it so good though, right?
Right.
You know, what was the fact that it was so raw, so, you know, what it was. And then, again, they just kind of got a little bit too predictable going on. But, nonetheless, a decent scary movie, especially for Halloween time.
Okay. All right. We've got, Patrick from Peyton joining us now. Patrick, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, John. So, I got a little bit of a story to go with my movie.
Let's hear it.
I'm the youngest of five, and my brother used to scare me all the time. He'd hide in our room and jump out, so I'm the biggest chicken.
Gotcha.
So I was dating this girl, and we went to see Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
So she was holding my hand. We were holding hands. Yeah. I was really scared. I was holding her hand. I let go to itch my face, and she grabbed my leg, and I screamed like a girl. I mean, I literally
good one.
Screamed so loud, and right away I started looking around like, hey, who did that? Who was that? Who was that? You know.
Right.
It was kind of like in the elevator. It wasn't me.
Yep. That's it. So that's my story.
Good one.
Nightmare on Elm Street really scared me.
All right, Patrick. Yep. Thank you very much. Good one. Good one. Okay, am I up?
You are up.
Okay, I've got, again, one of my all-time favorite scariest movies. Charlie, here we go. Ready? Jeez. Oh, hang on. I got to get the sound going. Here we go. Hold on.
Talk to the tree, but they don't listen to me.
This is Clint Eastwood singing in Paint Your Wagon.
Jeez.
Very scary movie.
But they never hear me.
You don't want to hear Clint Eastwood singing.
John,
very
we weren't
scary
talking
moment.
About bad movies.
No,
it's
scary, Andy. It's very scary.
Yes, it is, but...
You don't want to hear Clint Eastwood singing, trust me. There's multiple of him singing. That was just one example. All right, Andy, you're up.
Charlie, can you see this? Okay. Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There are a lot of movies with monsters in them, but the scariest monsters I've ever seen, I got to go back to the classic, are Sigourney Weaver's Aliens.
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
When she says that, it is so eerie.
Mostly. They mostly come at night.
Bill Paxton, just moments before that, was going, game over, man. Game over.
Game over.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
The aliens, the way, I don't know what sick mind created those things. I mean, they are the most horrifying creature I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with aliens, any of them, any of those movies. Richard, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to, well, side note, Andy, I just sent this to my dad, but Arizona is now a virtual tie, according to Real Clear Politics. For President Trump now. It has now moved into a tie.
We're going to win it.
Which, by the way, means if it's a tie with
Real Clear.
If it's a tie with Real Clear Politics, Trump wins.
I'm predicting
Trump wins. Keep in mind, that's just their average.
I'm predicting Trump wins Arizona by at least 3.
Okay.
Very, very well could. And they're basically, he's now ahead or dead heat in Florida, which really means he's probably ahead in Florida. And then obviously it's going to come down to dead, like you and I have been talking about, to, you know, one of the three of Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania. As long as Trump picks up one of those three,
I think he's got Pennsylvania in the bag, by the way.
I think the hardest to win of those three is Minnesota, and he may win it. I think, you know,
for sure.
And I think he's going to win Florida. And once he does that, and if he wins Florida and North Carolina, wow, at that point, Joe has to sweep what's left to win. But anyway,
Correct. Exactly. Anyway, side note. So when I watched back when I was younger, Dad, I think you were on vacation. I was at home with, I think it was one of my sisters, and we were watching a movie, and it was Signs. And in order to even take a bath that night, she had to sit out in my bedroom and wait because I was so scared that the alien was going to stick his hand underneath the door and I was going to chop his fingers off with the butcher knife.
You are John's son.
But no kidding. But as a side note, Joaquin Phoenix was actually really phenomenal in that movie. So was Mel Gibson.
He was.
I'll be honest. And I know some people don't think it's super scary, but I found it scary at the time, Andy.
That was a scary movie. I'll agree.
It's good enough.
Okay. Let's see. We've got John in Cheyenne. John, you're up. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, I got two movies to mention, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Please.
First one scared me when I was a kid in the 70s. It was a rerun. The movie called Day of the Triffids.
Day of the what?
Triffids, right?
Triffids. T-R-I-F-F-I-D-S.
Yeah, Day of the Triffids.
And it's about a meteor that shower, and people that watched it went blind and stuff, and then all these monster plants were roaming and killing people. It's a classic.
So everybody's blind, and monster plants are roving the earth, killing them?
Yeah, because this meteor shower planted all these spores, and they came to life. And the people that were awake and watched the meteor shower, everybody's blind from it.
You know, that's not entirely different from Seattle right now.
Okay. I don't know that, but I'm not familiar with that.
Bad place to be. We'll just say that.
Bad place to be.
Go ahead, John.
It's not Cheyenne, John. Let's say that.
Definitely not Cheyenne.
But the Triffids is a really good one. It's got a great story. And as a kid was watching it, it'll keep you riveted. It's really good. I recommend it.
Okay.
The other one is just a real funny classic, new classic, I would say, is Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You probably heard of that one.
No, never heard of it.
I have not. You have stumped me.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Years ago. Yeah, it's a comedy about these two rednecks that have a cabin up by a lake, and they're trying to fix it up. And these high school kids come out there and they start killing themselves. And Tucker, you have to see it. It's hard to explain. But
okay, so a question for you guys really quick, John, since you just said something. We can't say other derogatory racist terms, but somehow we can still say redneck.
Oh, well, that's true.
And you know what? Most rednecks aren't even offended when you say redneck.
No, I consider myself a redneck.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've kind of got some redneck blood in me. I don't mind. Whatever. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah, hopefully somebody else will call in and talk about that.
Okay.
I know a lot of people know that. Tucker and Dave.
Okay. Good stuff.
Well, thanks anyway.
John, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, so is it my turn now, guys?
It is.
Okay, I have one that back in the day was probably one of the scariest movies of its time. Here we go.
She said she'd seen a boy. He was trying to come up through the floor.
and he kept staring at her.
What is it in that house, Claire? What is it doing? Why is it trying to reach me?
George C. Scott in The Changeling. Remember the balls? He keeps, you know, the balls come down the staircase and they're wet because he went out and he took these balls. He went all the way out, threw them off a bridge to get rid of them, and he comes back, and the minute he opens the door, and there's these wet balls now that are coming down the stairs at him.
I did not see The Changeling.
It is one of the scariest movies of my time, anyways. Let's just say that.
We're the same age.
Well, you're okay.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
1980s when that came out.
All right, let me give a movie that's a classic and no clips or anything, but one that terrified me as a kid. I watched it alone at home in the dark with a big pizza.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis, the ultimate scream queen in Halloween.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when John Carpenter was young and hungry and really a great director. And
yeah,
oh
it was
my
scary.
Gosh, it was so well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Richard, you're up.
Richard, you there?
What's that? Yeah.
You're up.
All right. So, Andy, good choice with Halloween. Very, very well done. All right. I'm going to go with one that's, well, actually, it's semi-scary, but not really necessarily scary. And that's going to be kind of a little bit older. Or I'm going to say older for me, Final Destination.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of, you know, trippy with, you know, they're, you know, they see, and depending on which one you watch, you know, they see the glass fall on them and basically death is coming for them, sort of a thing. So I didn't mind that movie. I thought it was decently entertaining. You know, again, a little bit gory for some people, but not too bad for a scary movie.
Okay.
Good film.
Yeah.
Good film.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Okay. One more before we take a quick break here. And again, this one, I have not seen this movie for a while now, but to me, one of the more scarier movies is The Mist, where the fog, you know, comes over. They're all in the grocery store. The fog comes over. They don't know what's out in the fog.
Oh, they got like the alien thingies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat them.
Yeah. Not, gotcha. I mean, yeah. It's about, it, you know, it's up there on the scare factor.
Sure.
So there you go, The Mist.
It's eerie.
It's eerie. Okay, well, you know what? We can probably do, let's do one more round. We can do another round. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, okay. Just a second here.
You are up.
Let's see. Which one do I want? Ah, you took A Quiet Place. How could you do that? Okay, here is a very different kind of movie that is really terrifying, and it's called Silent Hill.
Okay. Now,
Silent Hill, Richard, have you seen this one?
I don't think I have. I've heard of it.
Okay, yeah. Silent Hill had some of the most incredible special effects, and now most of the horror movies of that genre are trying to copy it. And so it was basically one of those where you have somebody who crosses over and doesn't know they've crossed over, and they're seeing these ghouls and goblins and everything roam around, and they're terrifying, and there's no way to stop them, and they're having to deal with basically a tragedy that happened to a small town, and out of that tragedy has come this afterlife of terror. And it is horrifying. At the end, it's very gross. Very gross at the end. But Silent Hill is one of the scariest movies I have ever seen in my life.
Silent Hill.
Yeah, the second one is awful. It's a waste of time. But the first one, terrifying.
Okay. You're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with, I mean, we could also just make a list of movies that are done by Stephen King as far
yeah.
as
oh, you think?
Kind of a sick and twisted dude. Like, I mean, that could be our entire show about his stuff. So I'm going to go with one, obviously, here in beloved Colorado, and that's going to be The Shining with good old, you know, Jack
oh, yeah.
Nicholson. And
Johnny.
Well, exactly, Rad.
Oh, he was so good.
Rad Rom. So, good movie, by the way.
Such a good job. Really, yeah, very,
come play with us.
Actually pretty scary. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, okay. I am going to go off a little bit of the beaten path, although it's, to me, still a very scary movie. And I can't believe Richard's never seen this one, because I don't think he has. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, you haven't seen that, Richard?
I honestly, I've seen parts, but again, Andy, I don't do scary movies.
Yeah, but you'd love the performances, both of them. Oh. Jodie Foster.
Awesome.
I know, I've heard it.
Hello, but, Clarice. Just having a friend over for dinner. Literally.
The nice Chianti.
Literally. It's out there. It's a good movie, though.
Good movie. I agree.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. By the way, what is not scary is going to Purify Chevrolet and buying a car. By the way, that is, for a lot of people, they have determined, probably more scary than watching every scary movie known to mankind, that's going to the dealership and buying a car.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
It can be at a lot of dealerships.
For a lot of people at a lot of dealerships, it literally is one of the scariest things you could ever do, but not at Purify Chevrolet. It's literally like going back in time to buy a car. They will treat you with the utmost of respect, make it a good time. You'll have fun actually buying a car. It's a totally different buying experience. That's Purify Chevrolet. Go to purifychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purify Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purify because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I got some listener movies as well that we'll get to once we finish this round, so go ahead, Andy.
Okay, hey, really quick, what scares you guys most, monsters or more the spiritual aspect, demons and
both.
Ghosts and so
neither.
Forth?
Jump
yeah, I don't like team. Either one.
You don't like either one?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't mind. Actually, I don't mind either one. Like those don't scare me. Like not even that. It's the jumpiness.
It's the jumpiness. It's the jumps.
I can't do jumpies.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, the next one is not a jumpy one. It's not even that scary of a movie, but it's just a really pretty good movie. And it's one of those where if you see it again, you'll say, geez, I'd forgotten how interesting this is. Johnny Depp in Sleepy Hollow.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's a fun little movie, isn't it? It's a good little ride. Yes. And it does get gross a couple times, but actually it's quite good with the head chopping and so forth. Richard.
It's a weird movie.
It is.
You see it, Richard?
Yeah. No, yeah, no, I've seen, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but like you said, it's not super scary, just kind of, I guess, more of the, you know, kind of, not dark fantasy, that's not the right way to say it, but just kind of, you know, that dark movie in that regard. So, but not super, super scary. I can handle that one pretty well.
Okay.
Okay, you're up.
All right, So I'm looking for one, and I'll find it here in a second. I can't remember the name of it. But in the meantime, I'm going to go with one that they make fun of and some other ones, and that's The Ring. And I'll be honest, I haven't seen
The Ring
the way through. The Ring, it's where, you know, this little circle comes on the TV.
Yeah.
Like, basically, the little thing pops out of it, right, Andy? Or it makes you go mad?
Yeah, and it has the little girl, you know, coming up out who's, you know, all white with long black hair.
I'll pass.
Or was that The Grudge?
I don't know, but either one, I'll pass.
I mix up The Ring and The Grudge. Go ahead.
No, and the only reason I know it's The Ring, Andy, is because it's a scary movie when they make fun of it.
Yeah, I know.
And she pops out, I know that. So, but again, The Ring, if you're looking for, you know, kind of that, I don't know, it's a pretty scary movie, then feel free.
Yeah, it is. John?
Okay, one of the... And I watched this, I don't know why I watched it so much as a kid. I guess because it was a good movie, and there's the whole series, although I think the first two are the best of the series of the four, and that is The Omen.
Oh.
And there's the series of them. You know, it's the Antichrist and all that. It's just a little freakish, but...
That is a scary movie.
And the kid's very freaky in that series. Really freaky.
Okay, good choice. I'm going to go to one that I guarantee you guys never heard of.
Okay.
And yet, those who are into horror have heard of it, and that is called The Babadook.
Never heard of it.
The Babadook. It's an Australian movie, and it actually was a real sleeper hit.
Okay.
And it's about a mom and her kid is reading stories, you know, out of a book, and those stories and the creature can come to life through those.
Okay.
Very well done. It really builds the dread and builds the terror.
Okay.
Babadook. There were people who basically said they couldn't watch it. They were so terrified.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's not that scary, but it's very scary.
I've never heard of it.
Yo, I ain't watching it. Count me out. Go ahead, Richard.
You're up, Richard.
I'm good. All right, so my final one is actually from my wife and my mother-in-law here, and that's No Vacancy, where they're at the motel, and the guy's got the, like, secret passageway in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He can get into the room.
He can watch him through the mirrors, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's got stuff everywhere that lets him watch him, and he can
right.
sneak in. I mean, you want to talk about a real-life thing that's like,
yeah,
no,
that one's
no,
freaky.
Because
it would be that one yeah, wouldn't no surprise good. You in some motel.
It would.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some shady road.
Yeah.
Some shady road in the backwoods of Oregon or something. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, John.
Okay, let me think here. This one this one freaked me out because I don't like dolls, period. And that would be Chucky, Child's Play.
Yeah.
That's just freaky.
And once again, it's the same, you know, formula of the kid understands way before the adults.
Yeah, but it's just, it's like, you know, okay, I'll pass. And Chucky's out to get you.
Chucky's
what,
out to get
you. Is there three
you.
Of those now?
Four.
Four. Four of them.
Pretty sure there are
okay,
four.
Real quick, let me mention a few of these
okay.
that are, that came up via text message, by the way. Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. It's a horrifying depiction of what it would be like if Joe Biden... one, or if you're a supporter of his. Okay. Somebody says, What Lies Beneath? House on a Haunted Hill? 13 Ghosts?
Oh, I was going to mention that.
Ghost Ship.
By the way, really quick, House on Haunted Hill and 13 Ghosts are a couple movies that were kind of the precursors to a lot of what we see today with the photography angles where you see somebody, a ghost coming, and suddenly they zip 2-3 feet to their right, and then they're right up by you, and then they're back
gotcha.
Across the room. Those two movies, they did that a lot. Very scary.
Okay, somebody else says, Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I don't know that one either. All right, let's do this. Jeff in Weld County is joining us. Jeff, welcome, sir.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I got a couple of movies that they aren't necessarily scary, but I can't watch them just because they're so damn creepy.
Let's hear it.
One of them is Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that's on my list.
I cannot watch that movie.
You and I are exactly the same on that one. As a matter of fact, hold on here. I think I've actually got a clip. Here we go. Turn up my sound. Here we go. Maybe if it'll go.
I'm Dorothy.
When you wish upon a star. You're right, Jeff. It's just freaky. Click your heels somewhere over the rainbow.
It's creepy.
We're not in Kansas
so
anymore.
So you don't. So Jeff, you've never seen the end where Toto gets eaten.
No, I cannot watch that.
I can't either.
You know,
you and I are the same, Jeff.
I'm 55 years old, Andy, and I cannot watch that.
No, nope, me either.
Okay.
The other one is Willy Wonka.
Oh, I know. What a freak show.
Creepier on the planet than them Oompa Loompas.
You got it.
But you learn,
I agree.
But you learn how to be a good little boy
or
girl.
Oh, it's freakish. No, that's a freak show.
It
that is just creepy, Andy.
It is creepy.
It's a creepy freak show. You're right, Jeff. Good ones. Thanks, Jeff. Good ones. I appreciate it. All right, Andy, you're up.
Okay, let's jump in with one really quick here. I'm going to pick up the pace. Imagine a movie where they spend the entire movie building the dread.
Okay.
And it actually worked, and it was done in a form of found footage. You know what that's like where...
No, what does that mean?
Found footage movies are where it's, you know, those little portable filming things have. And so you can see it, and if they drop it, you can see the whole screen bounce up and down and so forth.
Okay.
The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah, weird movie.
It cost them virtually nothing to make and made many millions of dollars.
Gazillions of dollars,
and it built dread the entire time, and you weren't seeing horrifying things happen.
Agree. Yep, I'll agree with you on that one.
Richard.
You're up, Richard.
I agree with you, Andy, and this isn't mine, but Cloverfield's one of those other ones.
Yep.
It kind of played off the same thing. Didn't do it quite as well, though, so I'll say that. All right, I'm going to go with one. Andy, I know you referred to Jamie Lee Curtis as the Scream Queen because I know she does a lot of that well, but you know who does really good is Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go with one of her lesser-known ones, and that's going to be Panic Room.
Yeah.
I just feel like she did a good job on that. It actually has Kristen Stewart, not a huge cast. Small budget once again, but did really well. And again, not super, super scary, but, you know, and not like super lifelike to where you go to bed, you know, afraid at night, but scary enough to, you know, get all of the whatever things, you know, endorphins or whatever it is going on you that way. So
I agree.
Well, enjoyable that way.
All right. One of the scariest movies I think from when I was younger, anyways, was The Thing.
The Thing.
The Thing, where they're in Antarctica and they get that, you know, extraterrestrial. Yeah, no, it's just freaking. It just pops out of people's bodies. It's just, it's out there.
I don't like things popping out of people's bodies.
Yeah,
that's like aliens.
Yeah, and that one does. Yeah.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to go to, got to have a zombie movie in there. Scary. There were really two zombie movies that, for me, are the scariest ones that I've ever seen, so I'll just say them both. One is 28 Days Later.
Okay.
Where a guy wakes up in a hospital in London. And the whole world's been overrun by the undead. And it happened while he was in a coma.
Okay.
And he wakes up to this and has no idea what he's walking out into. Terrifying. The other is 30 Days of Night. And that's set up in, I believe, Alaska or right next to Alaska, where at one point in the year, you basically have close to 30 days where it's dark. And the vampires can come out and feed that entire time. And they feed on a little town.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm done. Hey, by the way, Richard, you were talking about the one motel movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Susan from 88 Drive-In just texted me and said that hotel really existed. During the World's Fair, there was a man who built a hotel where he could watch, trap, and kill women.
Telling you.
There you go.
The worst scary movies are the ones that could happen, which is where true. I'm going with my next one.
Okay.
And this is my ultimate fear, because this could happen, too, and happens more often than you think, and that's birds. They come and peck your eyeballs out. And they chase you. Dad, there's a clip of this little boy a few weeks ago that got chased down by this bird
tricycle.
On his bike. It's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Birds are awful, and they can peck your eyeballs out, even the little ones, Andy. It's real, and I don't like it.
Well, we
don't
heard
like
that,
it
you know,
at all.
According to Cam, birds aren't real. They're all spies, drones.
Well, they're drones and they're assassins.
Good choice.
They check your brains.
Okay, I got to mention this one just because back in the day, Charlie, you'll remember this also, had to be one of the freakiest movies of all time. I don't think I watched it until I was way older because we weren't allowed to see it at all because it was just one of those movies you are not allowed to watch. That would be The Exorcist.
Yep, that's why I made the
right
X.
We were not allowed to watch that movie at all. I think I've ever only seen it like one time, and that was enough for me, and I have no desire to ever watch it again.
I'll tell you what, though, isn't that the one that made spinning heads all the rage?
Oh, yes.
Unless you have some head spinning, it's not a good
no
exorcism movie.
I'm not watching those. I'm done.
Okay, here's one that terrifies me just because of the way it was done. It's a shark movie. And it came out about 3 years ago, the first one, not the sequel, 47 meters down. And the reason that this one was so terrifying is because the water was murky. You couldn't see what was coming. And they were trapped down there. Two girls who were just doing some deep sea diving, and they were new to it, didn't even know what they were doing. And they had ways that they could talk to each other because they had microphones in their little caps the entire time. And they were in a cage, trapped 47 meters down, and there were sharks that were feeding on them coming from every direction, and they had no idea where they were.
Yep.
That was scary.
Yep.
Richard.
I agree.
Don't go in the ocean, Andy.
Yeah, don't go in the ocean.
Well, I didn't want to after that. I'm a coward.
No kidding. I'm with you. All right. I'll go with one that's not – some people aren't going to say this is super scary. I'm going to go with – not super scary, but an entertaining, thrilling, semi-scary movie, and that's going to be with I Am Legend.
Yes.
Will Smith did a really good job. Yes. There's a few scary parts in there with the zombies running at you, but not so scary that you're going to be –
true.
You know, I'll be, again, worst part of the movie, Andy, you're going to probably love this part of the movie because you have no soul, is true. When he has to, you know, choke the dog because he becomes a vampire. And so that was terrible. But outside of that, you know, an entertaining movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And again, not something that you're going to go your home super scary at.
Yeah. And it's got Will Smith.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie.
That's all you need to know.
I'll agree with that one. Good movie. All right, let's do this. Dennis, you're next. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, John, good afternoon, good evening.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry about your cabin.
No worries.
My best friend lost his, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We'll rebuild. Yeah. We'll make it.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Yes, we will. Phantasm. That's the scariest movie I've ever seen. I'll never watch it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I saw part of it. It was on rental. It was scary.
Phantasm.
That's a twisted movie, yeah, Phantasm.
Okay, Phantasm. All right, Dennis, thanks.
Thanks, gentlemen.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Phantasm. Okay, am I up?
Yep.
1976 movie, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Freak Show, by the way. Sissy Spacek was in that movie, and it was just one of those old classic Freak Show movies.
I know. Ever since then, every prom, everybody thinks about Carrie.
Yep.
I agree. Okay, here's one, another one that could happen, right? Misery.
Oh, Jay, I had that one on my list. Yes.
I'm your number one fan. Oh my gosh, was she terrifying.
You think?
And she won Best Supporting Actress for that Running Away.
Kathy Bates, right?
Kathy Bates. Yep. She was wonderful.
All right, Richard, you're up.
I'm going to go with one that probably can happen in some people's minds, and it's going to play on a lot of people's fears of clowns, and that's going to be It. Kind of the original and then the remake as well, and just not... I'll be honest, I didn't see it, not gonna see it. I don't necessarily have a problem with clowns, but like you said, Dad, it's kind of like the creepy, you know, figure doll type deal. It just doesn't do it for me. I know some people are, you know, love it, and, you know, for Halloween, they're going to, you know, stick the red balloons in their gutter and all that fun stuff. But,
no thanks. All right, okay, pass. So I've got one that we're going to end with. So we're getting close to running out of time here. I'm going to end with this one. Bear with me. I'm not making fun. Nor am I making light. I'm actually being very serious here. This is, if we do the wrong thing on Tuesday, this will be the outcome down the road, and it will be the scariest thing of all times. Ready? Here we go.
What is this, Schindler?
Schindler's List. If we don't do the right thing on Tuesday, that is the path that the Harris-Biden, yes, I'm saying that correctly, the Harris-Biden administration will take us. No doubt.
And it's also your excuse to bring up Schindler's List.
It is. But it's true.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. I watched part of it the other night. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I'm watching the beginning of that, and I'm thinking the similarities... especially with what's going on now with COVID and how easily people give in to things, it's kind of scary how similar it actually is today. Put your mask on, Andy, you selfish bastard.
Everything starts, look.
Am I right?
Yes. This is the ultimate end of every socialist regime.
Yep.
And that's what the Nazis were, the National Socialist Party of Labor.
That's right. So, folks, I'm being a little bit, you know, funny, but really not, because it's very serious. And if we are not careful, we could head down that exact same path if we make that mistake on Tuesday. Okay.
Good ending.
There's our scary movies for today. Richard, thanks as always. I appreciate it.
Sounds good to see you guys.
All right, tell the boys hi. Appreciate it very much. I can hear them in the background. So
yeah.
All right, let's
do
this.
Hands full.
Yeah, they're fun. Yep. Barber's Foods, by the way. I just was actually texting Greg throughout the first hour here today, and Barber's Foods, and their salmon is in. Smoked salmon will be in next week. So the fresh salmon that was just caught in, the frozen salmon, or sorry, the smoked salmon will be in next week. Anything else you want, though, when it comes to protein, beef, bison, pork, poultry, you name it, they've got you covered. And don't forget, you get 2 free pounds of Wagyu ground beef with every order. Just put in beef at checkout. beef at checkout. That's Barbers with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barbers Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barbers Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barbers Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. BarbersFoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We're talking about scary movies. And by the way, John, we cannot talk about scary movies in a hotel without mentioning Psycho.
Oh, I was going to have it on my list anyway, so yeah, you're right.
And let me give you...
Was it Bates? What was his name? The Bates Hotel?
Norman Bates.
Norman,
yeah.
Bates, that's it.
Which, by the way, I always thought of that music when Hillary would speak. I know I talk politics too much, but
no.
I really did think about...
Good point.
Okay, now, how about a fun one that I don't know if I ever got you to watch, but it's pretty cool. Remember Bill Murray when he was in the movie, Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day, yeah.
Yeah. Happy Death Day.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Where she dies again and again and again and again, and she has to solve her own murder.
Gotcha.
That's a slasher movie that's also funny, fresh, and very enjoyable to watch. You got a few that have been coming in?
Somebody already mentioned, but What Lies Beneath, Tremors, Annabelle, which you have mentioned in the past.
Tremors, by the way, was funny. I enjoyed
really?
It. Oh, yeah, with Kevin Bacon. It was good.
Somebody said, how about Captain Pike series on Star Trek? I don't know that one.
Captain Pike series?
That's what it says. How about Captain Pike series on Star Trek?
I mean, I know who Christopher Pike was.
Oh, TV show, Charlie said.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
Okay. What about Scream?
Yeah, that's good.
Scream was the first one to actually make it hip to be a killer movie.
Made fun of it, right?
Yeah, well, kind of did. Scary Movie, of course, made fun of it.
Right.
Big time. Scary Movie made fun of Scream.
Oh, that's right. All right. Okay, sorry, I had that backwards. That's right. So Scary Movie made fun of Scream.
Yeah, now another one that's more of a monster movie, but a realistic one, remember from last year, the alligators, Crawl.
Oh, yeah, where they're in the crawl space?
Oh,
right.
Oh my gosh. And it's scary, and that's a rough one to watch, and it's good. I gave it 4 stars, so... This is worth a watch.
Actually, Richard's wife said Snakes on a Plane.
Hey, Snakes on a Plane.
I don't know that I ever watched that one. I'm not a big scary movie person. A lot of these I've mentioned, I've seen eons ago because I honestly haven't watched a scary movie other than The Quiet Place, which you highly recommended, and I did watch. That's the only scary movie I've watched in eons.
You know, one that was done so long ago with no special effects of any quality at all, and yet it'll still terrify you because it was so well done, Night of the Living Dead.
I never saw it.
Classic.
Never seen
Classic.
It. Classic. I haven't seen a slasher
movie
and white. Forever.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. I just haven't watched them.
There's nothing like seeing schoolgirls tilting a little wobbly as they walk
Andy.
Toward you.
Andy.
Oh, gosh. You're going to have nightmares now just
because
I described that.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Enchanted Kitchens is coming up next.
Let's
hey, what can be really scary
yeah.
is a crappy kitchen.
Definitely.
Like when you're, you know, when the guests come over and they look around, you just kind of look at their face and know, ooh, I'm not doing well here. Not saying you got to impress, you know, everybody that comes to your house, but, you know, you need to make things to where it's a gathering place and people want to hang out.
Well, and
right?
And here's the word. When they look at it and love it, you are beaming.
There you go.
With
well
pride.
Said. Well said. Enchanted Kitchens can do that for you. Go to klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour number three will be on us here in just a little bit. Don't forget, Mark Smith will join us, author of The Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. We'll kind of wrap up the week in politics as we come back in this last hour. I'll also have the answer to the impossible question of the day, but it'll be interesting to get Mark's take on Tuesday and even some of these latest polling things that have come out or latest polls that have come out, even what Richard talked about a little bit ago with Real Clear Politics on Arizona and so on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what Mark has to say about it because it has been jumping around, but it's been
always upbeat.
He's always upbeat, but the polls have been tightening in a number of places, but pollsters who predicted last time correctly are giving Trump the edge.
Interesting. Here's the other thing I think I've noticed this last few days, not week, but just few days. It seems to me, Richard and I talked about this a little bit off air, seems to me that some of these pollsters and even predictors, if you would, quote-unquote predictors, I air quote around that, are sort of giving themselves some leeway for a Trump win these last few days. In other words, they don't want to be known as, you know, totally wrong this time around like they were in 2016. Have you seen some of the same things?
I've seen some of the same things. I mean, early on, the numbers were so far apart. And even recently, I saw one that had Biden winning, I think it was Michigan, by 17.
Oh,
it's
geez.
Just like, come
That's
on.
That's not going to happen.
Come on.
Not happening. All right, we got another full hour coming your way. Last hour of the week, by the way. Our last Friday before the election. So we got lots to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.